The council approved the latest international building and fire codes, which make it clear on how architects, engineers, builders, and code enforcers can work together to safely design, permit, and build earthen structures. The codes were not so clear in the past, causing most involved in the building process to avoid them altogether. San Antonio City Councilman and architect Roberto Trevino also helped by backing amendments to the codes proposed by the local and nonprofit organization Earthen Construction Initiative. The initiative's mission is to research, educate, and reach out to the community on the benefits of earthen construction. ECI President Stephen Colley says earthen materials are good for the environment.
You can't get any more green of a material because it's locally sourced, and once it's finished being used, it just can go back into the ground. It can last for terms of centuries rather than just, you know, decades. Extremely durable, resilient, and it could withstand a lot of natural disasters.
ECI primarily promotes compressed earth block and rammed earth construction techniques. Compressed earth block is machine-made, while rammed earth is tapped into place using wood and other forms. Colley says traditional building techniques remain cheaper per square foot than earthen construction in the short term, but savings do add up over time.
Now, in earthen construction, because of the maintenance and the savings in heating and air conditioning and indoor air quality and those sort of issues, we believe that in the long term, that earthen construction is at least comparable, if not less expensive.
ECI Vice President Loran Drown says there are a few earthen structures in San Antonio, including the Clay Cooperative at the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center and an apartment building in the 3000 block of Eisenhower Road. She says one of San Antonio's best-known residents, country singer George Strait, chose earthen construction for a home here.
It was designed by Bill Tull, who was a famous designer, sculptor, and artist from Arizona, and George Strait brought him out to Texas to build an 8,000-square-foot adobe mansion on a 12-acre site in the Dominion, and had a blend of Moorish and Pueblo influences. It was built in the 1990s.
ECI hopes more earthen construction is in the city's future after the code clarifications. Colley says it would not be crazy to think San Antonio could have an all-adobe home subdivision within 5 years. ECI welcomes members of the public, builders, and government officials to attend its meetings the first Tuesday of every month at the Southwest School of Art, which has a building on its campus made of rammed earth. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.